Check. All right, we'll go ahead and get started and call the meeting to order, and we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right, and we'll call everyone is here.
Yeah, hello, everyone's here.
Everyone.
Everyone, I know, finally. All right, and then for public comment, this is a period devoted to comments by general public about items on the agenda, which actually, we don't have any on the agenda, so we'll just keep moving to the next one. All right, so approval of the meeting minutes for June 25th, 2025. I'm going to have one of you guys go ahead and...
Move to approve?
Move to approve.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is everyone in favor then?
All right.
Okay, who made the motion? I'm sorry.
I did.
Greg did.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
The kingpin.
Sorry, Electra's going to... Electra doesn't know all your voices yet.
You're right. No worries.
That was for the minutes, right?
Yep. Yes, meaning it's for June 25th. And next is the approval for the for tonight's agenda for August 27th, 2025.
I just wanted to find out, Megan, it's... I noticed on some of the other town boards or CAC, whatever, they have like a report from the library. Would it be okay if we had like Kay put something from the library if there's something going on?
Of course, if she wants to. You want to? Yeah, I can.
I had discussed it with her prior. I'm not surprising her by going, Kay, you know, here's the spotlight.
Absolutely, and I encourage that. It's just no other librarian here has wanted to. So we will add you to the agenda next month. Okay.
Would she just follow?
We'll just put it as a regular report.
Just a question. Would it be easier if Kay said something ahead of time so it's on the agenda?
I will just do it like the others where it's general but kind of specific.
Oh, okay, cool.
So that there's room to report on whatever you want to report on. Okay?
So you'll be in.
And I mean, if there's something specific, we can absolutely put it on there. But yeah. So we'll add that on the agenda.
And just the other thing, can you have somebody update the on the website, county website, both the May meetings don't have the minutes. There was the special meeting, one on the 15th and one at the end of the month. The minutes are not there online on the county website.
Okay.
I think that was. That was what they were approved in the end of June, so it's been like 2 months. So
okay,
right.
June, so it was yeah
approval June. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the two
okay,
two in May.
Okay. Yeah, yes, absolutely. So I'm just thinking, did we approve them already? So yeah.
Good, and I say approval of the agenda for this evening. I make a motion.
All right, next is informational items, and we begin with the Las Vegas Valley Water District.
All right.
Good evening, everyone. Jordan Bunker with the Water District. The wells were read on August 25th. The north well came in at 15.02 feet below land surface. The south well came in at 14.75 feet below land surface, so that's about 0.3 feet lower than last month. It's about a 4 foot decline from August of last year. And obviously it's just because it's been dry. I think year to date we're at about 40% of precipitation of the 34 year average. So it's just really dry out there. Other than that, the system is stable. There haven't been any major leaks or breaks or repairs that have been required. So the system remains in good condition. And that concludes my report for this evening.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I want to be acknowledged by the chair. It's a full house, so I want to make sure I'm playing to it. So we received a letter, was it 2 months ago? When did we get that water meter letter? Pretty onerous, or draconian. Are you aware of the letter that...
Is the letter that's regarding...
The meters?
Yeah.
The meters?
About long-term meters?
Yeah. So I know that that's where that sits now, and then if we do want to sell our property, it has to be disclosed or in on the listing.
It's actually being negotiated right now. Like,
yes. So I learned today
okay.
that properties that already have meters on them will be able to build on that property.
Okay.
Get service to the meter.
Yes, get service to the meter or build on the property.
But not condition, I mean, like, so whatever property can be serviced by that size meter can be built, basically,
right? Yeah,
okay.
And obviously you have to go through the whole planning and development process, and you'll have to agree that you're not going to upsize
okay.
whatever the use is of that meter. But yes, you will be allowed to.
A statement is supposed to be coming out.
Yes,
okay.
A statement will be coming out.
An official statement clarifying.
Like legal statement from the water district.
Yes.
Is there still some kind of disclosure required for something?
Well, not if they do that. Unless it's land without a meter. I mean,
I don't know. The lawyers are talking about it.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I always disclose that there's a moratorium, and I attach the moratorium that was given to us because I think people need to appreciate that we are on a well and it's a sensitive system, and you know there could that's important for people to know. This is unique.
Well, it can positively affect land values or property values and negatively affect depending
well,
on where
especially
you're
if they were to add square footage and wanted to try to upsize their meter too.
Well,
and they need to know that they can't.
Right,
I guess
that's
disclose
correct.
That they can't do that should they
right.
need it.
Well, there's actually I think that's also getting fleshed out is the upsizing of the meters. No, that's never going to happen. But the
what can be served
yeah,
by that
well,
meter?
Because when they say that you can't have ask for additional things, that would mean no one could put an addition on a home, right? That would have a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So that was so basically. Let me just back up a little bit. When that water moratorium came through, there was a very specific presentation, and it was in writing and it was verbal, right? So all of us were hearing this agreement, verbal and written, that was fleshed out in a presentation and was verbally presented to us. And what was presented to us was that the houses that had meters on them would be able to build, that there would be no upsizing of the meters, and there was no talk about not being able to enlarge your home. So those were new things. So going back to the water district and saying this was the verbal and written presentation that you provided to us, and now the water district is saying, yeah, that's right. So we should get a letter that reflects what was originally presented to us when the water moratorium went into effect.
And that was, what, 2 years ago now?
It's
2020. It's been a while.
Yeah, we were wearing masks.
I think the issue
I remember,
is.
I remember, yeah, there was a couple people, don't breathe on me.
I think the issue for me is I did my remodel, added a bathroom, and was basically scared shitless because I was told by the water district, after I had built everything, because it was the final sign-off, that we're not going to sign off on it. And I just think that was uncool at the time. And I didn't really understand that how I could have been, I don't even know what would have happened. Probably I could have forced my way through with legal action or something. But I just wanted, it would be, and you guys, I know you have nothing to do with it, but when we're talking about, the water district, sorry, you're here. I just hope it's broad enough to say, okay, well, whatever the current county standards are for number of bathrooms on a meter, and
right.
you know, like they're very specific,
yes.
rather than just
by
like,
fixture.
Oh,
correct.
You're just going to come up here and get a permit. And,
yes.
Right.
Yeah, and I think you're 100% right, because even like in my position, if I present the water moratorium in the form that it was given to me, and then they change it later, that's a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Right. And even it's
yeah
it's,
for you for
yeah,
yeah
right
absolutely
and for the buyer
yeah.
But even like what Chi-Chi did wouldn't be allowed according to that letter, so that's inequity, right? So
right.
there needs to be equity, and there needs to be clarity,
mm-hmm.
and there needs to be consistency.
Mm.
ECC.
Yeah, because I mean there is the possibility that someone could buy one of these older homes and do a complete teardown like he did, and you know it was hit or miss there for a minute. I mean, he figured a way around it, but.
Right.
Because if you tear your house down, you're going to be required to put in a fire suppression system. because of our ISO rating with a volunteer fire.
Not just ISO rating,
yeah.
any
and,
new
yeah.
structure has to have sprinklers.
Yeah, is it any new residential?
Any.
Yeah, no.
Is that here or across?
It's
in,
all
across. Wow.
Does that affect meter?
Yeah.
Because you have to have a certain amount of flow. I thought they were pressurized.
So.
Right, and then people need to know, like, if they tear down a house and the house was 1,000, can they do 3,000, right? So that all needs to be really clear, like I said, because
for
all the people that are here, for sellers that are here, for anybody who is, you know, passing along property based on what we believe in an agreement, can't be nebulous.
Yeah.
Well, Commissioner Jones and I have been working with the water district.
It's wonderful. We really appreciate
so is there going to be a draft of that, or is it going to be a final?
I don't know. We were hoping to have had it by now. So.
Okay. I just
we'll
I would
push to have it by
I would suggest
well, I guess, the, is there any input that
right,
I,
that's
is
what
there,
I mean.
You know, the residents' input to be taken into consideration or I mean in some of those decisions.
I think
I mean I guess it's pretty cut and dry what you can do on a certain size meter though.
Not
I mean,
really
well,
though.
Commissioner Jones and I I created a transcript of the meeting. There's been a lot of work put into it and I think the issues are clear. What the problems are. So
it's the only municipality or only area that has a water moratorium in Nevada, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
as far as I know.
So I mean, for us, we're kind of new at this. I mean, all of us.
Yeah.
So I just would hate to, it would be great to see something like, here's the draft, here's public comment, here's, I mean, it is a small area, but it's just like, I mean, that's, people say on Allegro, you have a property that, depending on the water situation, can be worth between 400 and a million.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's it. You know what I mean?
Well, there was really just one somewhat vague statement in the whole thing, and that's what's going to get clarified.
Okay.
So,
you can pull the moratorium.
Yeah.
Oh, I've read it.
There's
one statement that there was mixed messaging on it, and that's what's going to get clarified. So I think that's going to cover it. But Commissioner Jones is super aware of, and we looked at your property. We looked at some other properties.
Okay,
so yeah, I pulled building permits. There's been a lot of research.
Okay, because we want to do it the right way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else for the water district? All right. Moving on to a report from Metro regarding statistics during the past month, another area of policing concerns. I don't think they have Metro here. But do we want to, is this a point where you want to discuss the break-ins we've been having? All right, so next would be a report from BLM regarding upcoming projects, updates on the Legacy Trail, and all things in the NCA.
Hi, Katrina Williams. I'm the field manager for the Red Rocks Field Office, Bureau of Land Management. So the Legacy Trail, the multi-use trail, is underway. The construction is underway. Of course, you see it with the traffic changing almost every week.
Yes.
The speed limit. Please pay attention to the speed limit because that changes too, is what I heard. And we're giving tickets. So.
Yep, it's down to 40 miles an
hour. So yeah, be careful because the flaggers are out there too in the middle of the street stopping traffic as well. But making progress on the Legacy Trail, including the pedestrian bridge, doing some steel things there. And the deceleration lanes at Calico Basin and deceleration lanes that are coming to the entrance at Red Rock Canyon. Those are underway. And then you could see along the state route is the future parking area that's been graded too. So that's
going
to be
so sign.
Cool.
For the sign.
Yeah, that's so exciting. You know, we'll keep giving you updates as you go, but they're moving fast on it. It's going to be done in no time. So that's it. Any questions about the Legacy Trail at all?
Is that true? Go ahead, Paul.
Is it true that they're reviewing whether they're going to fund 2 to 5?
That they're going to what?
Reviewing whether they're going to pull the funding for 2 to 5.
Well, the Southern Nevada Public Land Management Act is special legislation, so that does get reviewed. And so that does include this project. But we have enough funding to do what, to finish phase one. But yeah, we are looking at getting that approved and moving forward. Fingers crossed, I think it's going to be okay.
Yeah, it was approved already. But
well, the project overall was approved, but now spending, that's being reviewed. So.
When do you think we'll have an answer on that?
I'm hoping in a week or so. Yeah.
You let us know so we can have a party.
Yeah, yeah, have a party. Yeah, so we definitely want to, you know, finish designing and working on phases 2 through 4, and we'll be doing NEPA for that as well.
2 is at 70% design.
Yeah, so we're almost there. We're almost there. Yeah.
Is it just daylight hours that they're with the
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I was driving up here about 5:30, they were done and they just left their equipment
out there. So then there isn't any cones or anything. Yeah, it's just
yeah.
Okay.
Kind of open it up a little bit.
Okay, I haven't been by
yeah.
there. It,
but the barriers are still on.
Okay.
Of course, yeah.
Okay. Good.
So, but just be careful. any other questions on the Legacy Trail? Yeah. Okay. I just want to mention our campground is going to open up on September 1st. So that'll be back open. So we'll see a lot more flow of traffic, people coming out to climb, things like that. And Saturday, the 30th, is Red Rock Trivia Night. If anybody's interested, it's at Red Spring from 6 to 7:30.
To bring like chairs or how does that work?
I would, yeah.
Bring a chair.
Yeah. And then we're planning a next star party with Save Red Rock and Las Vegas Astronomical Society. That is such a big hit. I mean, I encourage you to bring your families and come out and take a look at the stars.
Amazing telescopes.
Yeah.
When is
yeah.
that?
That is September 12th.
And where would that be?
I think at the
visitor
center. Yeah.
You do need to make a reservation.
Okay.
Yeah, because those go by fast.
Who's hosting the reservation? Is it through you guys?
Or
is
yeah.
okay.
So we're going to have a guest speaker from UNLV that will present on Mars and meteorites at that event. Yeah. Other than that, nothing else. Well, there's always things going on, but nothing significant. So, thank you.
Thanks,
thank you,
Katrina.
All right, next would be a report from BLM Law Enforcement.
Christopher Allen, Supervisor, a Law Enforcement Ranger. Not much to report with summer heat. Our stats are down here. It's all traffic enforcement this time of year.
All right. Any questions?
Are you hearing anything about what's going on in Calico Basin? Because I guess according to my neighbors, there's there have been a number of like people sort of deterred from break-ins in the houses up in the back part of the basin there. Have you heard any of that stuff? That's really Metro's area, I guess.
Yeah, we've heard it through Metro
yeah.
that there was a few break-ins
uh-huh.
over the last couple months,
mm-hmm.
But nothing recent.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and next is update from Clark County.
I don't have a whole lot. We had the groundbreaking of the Legacy Trail, which was awesome. Our recent land use applications, Moyer. Those were both approved. The RV park, the change for the code, language changed. The one about the grading in Calico, it was heard, held, then it was heard again last week. It was approved, but it has been appealed. So it'll be going to the Board of County Commissioners next month. I don't know the date off the top of my head.
Do we know who appealed it?
The owner, property owner.
Okay.
Oh.
Or the applicant, yeah.
Wait, so it was denied an appeal?
It was approved, but there were conditions put on it. And so they want aren't having
the conditions of approval.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So appealed.
Do you know what the conditions are?
When it was held on when it was scheduled for seven whatever it was,
really didn't
it
cover
was
that
held
stuff,
was
yeah.
there were there problems going back and forth?
So
or?
The there were some errors in the plans that were some numbers got flip flopped, and so it led to quite a bit of discussion. Some insulting words being said. it was pretty unpleasant. And so they wanted him to come back and check all their numbers. And so that's what had happened, that the numbers got flip-flopped. And so they said that, and I was in the middle of watching it and I got interrupted, but I think what it comes down to, the big lot, the percentage of disturbance for the 5 acres is within code. If you break it down to two separate lots, then it's a higher number because of the smaller lot. And so they had limited it, and I think that's the concern.
Yeah.
So.
I just looked on the county website. I didn't do the viewing of it.
Yeah.
But anybody there in protest or for? Or?
Both.
Well, okay.
There were neighbors in support and neighbors against.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured from our meeting that maybe.
But
yeah.
Pretty even.
Okay.
Pretty even.
I went to a private meeting that the Changs had put together
mm-hmm.
for their neighbors and other people in the basin. And like you say, it was kind of for and against kind of thing.
And the owner got up and spoke at the Planning Commission, and he was quite disappointed that several neighbors were there. They had offered to meet, and they did not accept the offer the first time.
Mm.
So they were quite disappointed in that, saying we tried to reach out, and nobody would meet with us. So,
but the second time there were at least some people, but really not a lot of people were interested enough to go. You know, so
I know it's. I
think a lot of people are just figure that it's forces of nature that you can't really do anything about, which they might be correct about in this case, you know.
It may be because if they're following the code, whether you like it or not, the code is the code. So.
Right, absolutely.
So anyway, that's all I have unless you have questions for me.
I do not have any questions.
Okay, thank you. I like that. No questions.
All right, we don't have any planning and zoning items today, and so we'll move to general business. We need to elect a new vice chair for our CAC.
Bob no longer wants to be our vice chair.
Are you giving up on your vices or what?
Well,
oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you and I, if I might say, had a conversation. So we both know our ages and stuff. And we said, you know, next year, October, when applications go, and we both go, well, we're not sure, you know, what we're going to do. And I just thought, I ran the one meeting
mm-hmm.
when you were gone. I had fun. I enjoyed it. And I just thought, well, maybe it would be good if Thomas or Greg, because they're the only two that would...
Decades younger.
Young women.
Yeah. Well, who are
decades.
Currently
decades.
Eligible.
And much handsomer. and so I figured it might be good if got used to it, because usually everybody knows that usually whoever is our vice chair usually gets nominated to be the chair the next go around. So I don't know if you guys are gonna, you know.
Well, not always, but
no. But I just figured it might be good.
Well, he did say usually. So
yeah, it's in my experience, it doesn't. In some places it works that way. I'm going to look at the numbers because I don't think it always works that way.
Well,
across my multiple boards, I don't.
With us, with
sure.
us usually
sure.
is.
Okay.
Well, you'll be gone, but
I got 16 months left.
Yeah. Evan and I may get buried here. You never know. But,
that's true for everybody, you know.
Yeah, I didn't even know that. So historically, do you guys always change the chair every
you
2 years?
To.
Oh, okay.
You have to.
Okay. I guess that's true.
Yeah, there was.
So enjoy
ago,
your tenure while
right.
you can.
Yeah.
In paradise, there was a woman that was always the chair, and it prompted
this
to change state law
say,
so that she
could.
State
law.
Wow,
wow,
she must have been peach.
I was going to say, like, in a lot of them, when I was back going to all the meetings, that was the same chair for a lot
yeah.
of years. So I was like,
yeah.
I didn't even
so,
know that was a change. So,
yeah.
All right, well. Would one of you gentlemen like
oh, well,
to nominate?
Well, I'll nominate Greg
okay.
based on something he said to me earlier.
Yeah, it's as a small child. I've always wanted, I mean, it was a fireman, a principal of an elementary school, or this.
Yeah.
And
look, right? Close to two.
It's
right?
to give you the grand
I know,
slam.
I know. It's a crowning achievement, right?
You could volunteer fire department.
They
yeah.
didn't let me.
You
right.
could do both.
I tried, and they said
you
I was out
cry
of
like a
I was not
cow.
In shape.
Well, I
so.
Say that.
I can't cry like
so
a
So we have a motion
what?
By Evan for Greg.
Well, before I change it, do you agree?
I just told you it was a child. Clear can I be?
It was a bit of a flowery speech, but.
It felt
very heartfelt. Yes.
Oh, yes. As most of my speeches are. Yes.
You got a vote?
Yeah.
Yep. So.
All for Greg.
All
for
Greg.
All for
Greg.
Absolutely.
All
for
Greg. I wholeheartedly
landslide.
Endorse Greg.
Landslide.
Oh,
right.
Oh, God, it feels good.
You know, it's funny, though, because on one level, it's not really a lot of responsibility, but it really does add to the burden, though. It's weird.
I don't feel
there's
it yet.
There's some agendas that you're just like,
oh,
this is going to
oh,
be fun.
Yeah. No, I've definitely been through some of those
oh,
myself.
Oh, you have. Okay. All right. So now moving to comments by the general public. I know we had a couple of people that wanted to get
yeah,
up.
Yeah, just make this quick.
And if you just say your name for
yeah,
the record, too.
I'm Danny. Good evening, council and people of community. I'm Danny, and this is your Danny. And basically, we came here to get the proper guidance. We have the A-frame house on 160, and get the proper guidance to do a farm, you know, and make a you know a community farm and bring something out here to the southwest side. I know that it's needed. You know, I feel it, and we want to do it right and make it all inclusive for the community, and you know, get everyone's views and see what everyone would like and. You know, make something magical over there. And I believe I spoke with you not too long ago. You guided me to a gentleman because we were talking about the 5 acres that's right behind our property because we have the 2.5 that's right there. And then right behind it's another 5 acres of BLM. And then there's another parcel to the right of it. But yeah, just basically come and get the proper guidance of how we can do this correctly. And yeah.
When you say farm, are you talking about like animals? Or?
No, like more of like a sustainable farm. Like there's a 1,500 square foot warehouse and, you know, we're very versed in the knowledge of, you know, food security and, you know, even, you know, there's a specific thing called like permaculture or syntropic farming. So, you know, doing like the shade trees with the dates, pomegranates, figs, you know, that sort of, you know, food source. And then, you know, the small brush of the, you know, different types of rosemaries or herbs, you know, outdoor and also greenhouses. And then that 1500 square foot barn, kind of like a community center, maybe some markets growing in there. And then next to it, do a shipping container, you know, do some mushrooms because mushrooms are a great food source as well. And then in the full term vision, you know, make it like a farm to table, you know, situation where people can come there, pick their own produce. We can even prepare it on site, you know, and make something real magical. And even, you know, since we've been there, we've been back for about 6 months. We've talked to some people. There's a woman up the street that's got chickens and, you know, empower her to get some more chickens and get the eggs and, you know, sell them at the market. We can make the mayonnaises and the healthy products with it and just empower the local community. Because what I've seen is there's a lot of people even in that community wanting to do this sort of thing. There's a gentleman, I believe his name was Bill. He's got a couple parcels past the Terribles. He's got that big mound of compost sitting in his yard, and he stopped by and we had a great conversation. He's looking to do something with his compost, and you know, I can already feel like the community coming together just off of the vision. So looking for the proper guidance to do it, I guess the politically correct way, you know.
Yeah, I think, I mean, would they have to pull a special use permit to do something like that?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to them and work with them and see how.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot of people
yeah.
in BD that have yeah. chickens. I mean, we have 20 chickens,
right.
and we have garden. I mean, we're constrained.
Mm-hmm.
by we are landlocked.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of people in this area that have gardens,
right.
and even
that outlet for them to take that passion a step further, and then bring
mm-hmm.
it over, and
yeah.
all have that community to sell. Because you know, my neighbor, I watched his whole trees go to rot to the birds. You know,
yeah.
get plucked away. I was like, man, we could have brought.
Yeah,
that
we
over
were
here.
Gone, and for the summer, and we lost a lot of our melons and tomatoes, and.
Hmm. So yeah, that was the intention to come. I think I found it with this lovely. Woman
Ms.
right
Megan,
here. So.
Yeah. She has all the answers.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't have all the answers,
yeah.
but.
But if you don't know it, you can find it, I'm sure.
Do you know of, like, in Good Springs and elsewhere, are there examples of something along what they want to do? So, yeah, semi-similar or at least.
We had, in Sandy Valley, we had a hydroponic farm.
Okay.
That was very cool, and they grew tomatoes like this. They were amazing.
At the hot
house. Yeah, because we were thinking of doing the vertical gardens,
mm.
you know, because I actually used to grow wheatgrass there at one time, too,
okay.
and do the microgreens and try to make it as sustainable
yeah.
as possible.
So there are a couple community gardens in Vegas. In my areas, we don't have anything specifically like that, but meaning in the rural areas. But we just started in Sandy Valley having a farmer's market swap. So twice a month, you can bring your produce and eggs and stuff and swap with other people for other stuff. So we just started that.
Like
there is a community share farm out. The Bledsoes run one out in Logandale, too, which I know is county, too.
Hmm.
And I think they even do livestock now, too, so you
yeah.
even get meats, and they do.
Yeah, so, I mean, you guys don't know me, but I love that idea. And I have a huge garden, and I got 88 chickens.
How many?
88.
88 chickens?
So,
dang, she just whipped that out. Back
so,
up, Bailey.
Not to brag or
anything. Yeah,
well. I'm chicken rich. So you're speaking my language, but you have a very visible property. So I'm just going to tell you, you're going to have to follow the zoning
for
stuff
sure,
because
for sure.
everyone will see
yeah,
it and
it
everyone
right.
will call in and complain.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just to add to that, we've been in the process, so the county has been sending letters to all the neighbors, and we have a meeting set up for the 22nd of September. So everyone's welcome to come and, you know, hear the vision and look at the property, but the meeting will be set up for September 22nd.
You might want to post on the bulletin board because
yeah.
we don't get the notifications for something
and,
that happens
and,
on like 6 weeks.
I don't want to say that I don't believe you, but I know nothing about it.
Right.
So I don't think anything's been submitted. Have you guys gotten a letter?
No.
So let's look at it before you
okay.
post
yeah,
anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if they're requiring you to do a neighborhood
our,
meeting, there would be notification that
yeah.
would need to go out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They would be working with our office. And
okay.
they're not
okay.
Yeah, they stopped on the property. They did the survey and everything.
Huh.
And then the next step, they called and said that it will be send the letters to all the neighbors to get the approval and to set up the meeting, which will be the September 22nd. That was
okay.
the information that was
well, maybe
along
on something
towards.
Else, like a variance or something?
But any kind of land use application.
I was
going to
say
out. I just got the most recent submittals, and there was nothing.
Okay, we're looking
so,
for that then.
So, yeah. So, I'll give you my card.
Yeah, trust your judgment.
Let's
yeah.
look at it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
What's your zip code? Is it 89?
89161.
Oh, okay. because 89004, they could get on the Facebook page for Blue Diamond.
Mm.
So, okay.
We trust your judgment.
Yeah.
Well, best wishes. It's wonderful. You'll have many people supporting you.
Thank you.
We feel it already, and that's, you know, that's why we're called to do it, because I feel like it's needed. You know,
definitely.
It's needed.
There's a lot of hippies in this town. We don't look like it.
That's an understatement.
We may not look like hippies. Bougie hippie.
All right. I know, did you...
So the safety thing. So I know a lot of people have talked about it, and a lot of people have been talking about it. So we had those break-ins, and then we've had, like, cars trolling. So, you know, it's... Blue Diamond's not the little sleepy place it used to be.
It's not so what?
Not the little sleepy place it used to be.
Have the break-ins been reported?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So many times people are like, oh, yeah, I didn't call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was pretty bold too. I mean, it was one of our neighbors, and she left her car to take her dog inside, right? And within like 15 minutes, someone broke the window, then went down to Zach's house, broke his window, and the window. That's a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 9:15 at night.
So they're car break-ins?
Mm-hmm. So three car break-ins all on the same street. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, my first thought was, could we just put a sign by the front that says we videotape Blue Diamond under video surveillance 24 hours a day? There's a lot of Ring cameras. It is under surveillance 24 hours a day.
Both my streets.
And if you don't want to be videotaped, leave.
I'm sure we could put up some kind of signage, and or maybe the BDRA, maybe we look into putting up some kind of security cameras at our entrances, so when things like that are happening, we can at least see the vehicles and
the
people.
It's not a BDRA, because the BDRA is only the park. That's why I'm here to present. I actually went to the BDRA meeting, and they said, it's not the park. You got to go talk to these guys. But
it's our community association, so it's a representation of all of us here in the community. I think if we did, I guess we could ask the county to, I doubt you're going to provide us.
Is there a neighborhood
for our community?
But
it would be something I would think as a village that if we all wanted it, we could all participate.
Has there ever been like a neighborhood watch?
That's what I was wondering.
Well,
maybe that could be a mechanism.
It's really just, you know, something like that, right? There's definitely a lot of Ring cameras, so there is a lot of video surveillance that's happening all the time. So it wouldn't be lying to say on our entrance that Blue Diamond is under video surveillance 24 hours a day, and if you don't want to be videotaped, please leave, or something
like
that.
Or even like
effect.
A dud camera? Could you even do like a decoy?
I lived in the hills in L.A. for a long time, and one of my neighbors had this really incredible cactus garden, and people would come and like literally come by and steal multi-hundred pound cactuses and stuff like that. You know, and she put up a camera and a sign, and I asked her about it. She goes, "Oh, it's just a decoy," but she goes, "But it's completely stopped all of the
You know, we did that in Lovell, and the cameras got stolen.
It's unbelievable. I would suggest starting with Metro and seeing if there's a neighborhood watch component that could be a part of it, and maybe that is a mechanism for the signage. I don't know how legal that kind of signage is that you're under surveillance. I don't know. I just don't know.
You could put it in a private residence.
Right.
Like my cameras, I record the park.
Mm-hmm.
And then I record the intersection.
Yeah, my cameras record the intersection.
It would just be a matter of getting enough people that put their cameras up and that are a resource. So if something, like if I was told that there was a break-in, then I could go back into my footage.
So kind of like, I mean, maybe what we could even do is just form a committee. It doesn't have to be under BDRA.
Yeah.
And then we could, try to recruit as many people as we could to get Ring cameras.
Because you could put whatever sign you want in your house.
And we could also
You could pick whatever sign you want in your property.
And we could also encourage those residents who don't have them to get cameras too, which would be helpful.
That's true.
Yeah, we're all on the road.
I mean, they're not a huge expense. I mean, that's what I and that's what Ann caught the people who broke into ours. That's how
we
watched the whole thing. Unfortunately, the video was night and we couldn't, I mean, there wasn't a lot we could do with it. But if someone else would have had a camera, like we're down on Cottonwood, they would have been able to catch the license plate or seen something. But so,
and the welcome sign to Blue Diamond, I mean, that's just a little, you know, homespun sign. We can make our own little sign. It's not on, you know, county property or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to get approval for that. So maybe it's kind of something like maybe we form a committee,
mm-hmm.
and that committee would kind of get some more cameras in town, get some strategic things, and then maybe develop some signage either on private property and on the welcome sign. And then maybe work with the police officers and see if there's something that has like a neighborhood watch component that may fund cameras or maybe fund
right.
signage or something like
and
that.
And I would suggest doing it through here,
yes.
through the CAC,
yes.
because then you have to fall under all of the state laws for
you
open meeting
not
law.
To fund.
Not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Not. I would say even if BDRA doesn't cover anything but the park, I would think it could be an adjunct to BDRA, being that they
mm-hmm.
already... are an established organization. Just a suggestion.
Does Metro, do they do the neighborhood watching? Because they used to organize
know.
Them.
I don't know.
But I don't know if that, I'm thinking of the 80s.
The
90s,
other,
you know, it's a while ago. But.
The other thing that Metro does do is up at Mount Charleston, they have Metro volunteers that are a subset of Metro, and they have shirts and everything.
Ooh,
and they,
I like that.
Yeah.
Little sirens on our golf carts?
Just,
right? Totally.
And they
I would do that in a second.
So
would Jay.
Get a wrap for yours.
So one
but
thing.
You guys are enterprise now. You're not under the resident
right.
officers
it,
anymore.
If you're looking at trying to get a sort of a community thing, and I don't mean private individuals, but like the community together to put cameras up, there's some company, I'm not remembering their name right now, but that they're really trying to get a lot of penetration throughout the entire country of this kind of surveillance camera systems. But just before you guys think about spending a lot of money on that, and again, I'm not talking about stuff on your own properties, but where you're getting it together for public property, there are cases making their way through the federal courts right now about whether those are going to be acceptable on a Fourth Amendment basis and stuff like that. So something to keep an eye on.
I think we're looking at deterrence than going to court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
I thought Metro already had a program where they worked with the communities with the Ring cameras.
I don't know.
To go
I don't
in
know.
Okay.
So those are the things I need to find out.
Okay.
Or somebody.
I think they already have something.
I like the uniform and the sirens on the golf carts.
I did not say anything about sirens.
That's what I heard.
Or uniforms. I said sure.
And that's how I'm going to run this. Okay.
Like, I'm up for the committee.
That's the Greg militia.
Yeah,
the
militia.
Greg?
No, that's probably too much.
You said reach out to the Metro, but we don't even know who our Metro is anymore. So
yeah, I know. It's Enterprise, which in this case may work in your favor, being part of a larger...
They get here quick.
I wish they would show up at all in Calico Basin.
Well, that's a different precinct.
For the next...
It is.
That's South.
Well, but I'll find out before the next...
Okay, I'll
so
find out.
Right.
But yeah, I think there's probably some legalities about saying you're under surveillance.
That's exactly
yeah.
That's
yeah.
why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah.
But maybe we have the core committee right there.
Yeah. Well, and we can also encourage our residents too to put up signs
mm-hmm.
and things like that. Maybe that would be helpful.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. Like,
and just even
way.
Yeah,
like no trespassing the park. We do
right.
good signs.
Yeah,
we do signs.
Oh, I know, and they're
signs.
So friendly.
Yeah.
To those of us that don't live here, it's very friendly.
Yes, you're welcome.
Welcome.
I mean, you're
except
not
you.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on in, but not here.
But not that far.
Don't you try to get some shade
don't
or
even look.
Step on some grass.
Don't even look at it.
Yeah.
Don't see our views.
Even if you're a volunteer here for an event, do not.
No views.
Sorry, I'm not bitter.
No.
I know, right?
I'm glad it worked.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Do we have any more comments by the general public? All right, if not, moving on. Next meeting is October 1st, 2025.
October 1st.
Yeah.
It's not the last Wednesday. Is it because of Nevada Day?
It must be.
No.
No.
It wouldn't be Nevada. October. Why is that?
Whenever there's 5 weeks in a month.
Oh.
So we're not the last. I know it seems like it, but we're not the last Wednesday. We are the Wednesday before
the
first
Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you're based on BCC.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when there's an extra week,
right.
Us liaisons live. We call it a dead week.
Yeah.
Because there's no commission
like
meetings and no town board meetings, and we live. There's
yay.
Three of them a year.
And
we live for that.
Just as a reminder, because last year, I guess our final quarter, we didn't have a meeting that final quarter, and our only possibility for a final meeting, final quarter meeting, will be the October meeting, because November and December we've already canceled.
Yeah, we don't have
the end of October yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if there were something, we could still meet.
Right.
I mean,
right,
it doesn't
right,
preclude
right.
us from meeting. It's
fair
just,
enough.
Yeah.
You know.
Fair.
I mean,
but I would say it probably does.
I don't want to be here the day before Thanksgiving.
Right.
You guys can come meet all you want, but I'm going to be home cooking.
No,
so,
good.
You know.
For your 88 chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you make them scrambled eggs?
I do. I do.
I give them rotisserie
they
chickens.
They love it. Yeah,
you can't
sick.
Eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, when the eggs get a little older and I'm not comfortable selling them or giving to anybody, I cook up giant things of scrambled eggs. And they go crazy, and I thought fling them.
That
the
is just
oh,
there's something
God.
Wrong about that.
It's there is.
All right.
Don't show the egg. Oh my God.
Chickens are.
You didn't think you were
going to
get
there,
right? A little cannibalism.
Oh yeah.